Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 2 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 1 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. Degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. Degrees.
NAHLY. NAHLY. This is NAWRO Richmond.
Mike T. Early, isn't it?
Just a tad. Thought I heard Tom call out. I know he works midnights. Apparently he's on DMR. NAWRO clear.
Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. -3 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. -3 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. -4 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. -3 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. -4 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. Degrees.
WDKL.
Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 6 degrees.
Echo 3, Romeo, Sierra, India, mobile. To anyone listening, stand by. BE3RSI. Over. Victor, Echo 3, Romeo, Sierra, India, Mobile. To anyone listening, standing by. BE3RSI. Over.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 16 degrees.
This is KFA-FQN listening. KEA-LAX, this is KFA-FQN. KEA-LAX, this is KFA-FQN. This is KFA-FQN, clear.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 20 degrees.
WASU, this is KFA-FQN. This is KFA-FQN, clear.
KFA-FQN. KFA-FQN. This is NABZR.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 22 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 24 degrees.
WAFU, this is KFA-FQN. WAFU, this is KFA-FQN. This is KFA-FQN, clear.
WACCT.
What's up, Captain Don? KFAS.
Oh, not much. I rigged up the Hellbeck V4 into my solar, and I got it in the sun, and it was working, and it went from 0 to 2%, and then it disappeared. So I'm going to have to grab it and charge it like to 25% and then see if it's charging or not.
Well, good. Since you have a V4, I'm curious. Is it the same size as the 3? Meaning, like, if you bought, like, just the little 4 board, can you put it in a 3 case and effectively upgrade a 3?
I'm going to guess yes. It looks like it's the same size and the 2 buttons are in the same spot. So I'm going to guess yes, but until I bring it in the house to charge it in about 10 or 15 minutes, I don't know for sure. I should have tried it while I had my case open, but I think it's the same size and the buttons are in the same place.
Okay, because I got a, well, I don't know, probably not worth it because you'd probably have to give me a new case anyways. Because it's such a small little antenna.
Yeah, I'll pop it in the case real quick and see if everything matches up, but it looks like it does. It's got this antenna hook up in the same place, it's got the 2 buttons in the same place, and it looks like the screen's in the same place, but, you know, and it looks to be the same size. But I didn't put it in the case to find out. Probably wouldn't hurt to put it in the case. I had to switch from a 6,000 battery to a 3,000 though, so hopefully that'll keep it powered all night long until it starts charging again, because the connector was bigger and I didn't have any connectors to change it.
Yeah, I'm thinking if this one's just going to be stationary, you can probably turn the GPS off, because, like, what's the point in the GPS if it's never going to move? And that might save some battery.
Yeah, I don't know if it has an onboard GPS or not. That I didn't get that far into it yet. I literally just flashed it and named it and hooked the battery and the solar panel up to it and threw it in the cave and threw it outside because the sun's shining pretty good right now. But I can't connect to it now, so I'm thinking it's not charging.
Good afternoon.
It should have enough voltage for the solar panel to run it. So
24 degrees.
I'm having a cigarette now, though, so I can't mess with it.
Alrighty. You know what I should do is I should just take one of these little Helltech H3s and put them, like, somewhere near where Eric is, because he's got like no coverage unless somebody turns on. There's like a guy in an apartment or something. Until he turns his node on, he can't reach anybody. I was like, I wonder if he could just like hide one of these things somewhere. You know, you'd have to go back every once in a while and pick it up and charge it.
Yeah, unless you had a solar panel on it and put it somewhere. Too bad we don't know anybody that's close enough to them to store it up in their house. That'd be cool. Wow, my other solar node's up to 98%, so that one's charging good. I might just have to leave that one for my base. We'll see. I don't know. I figured for $29 I'd try that Hellbeck V4 and see if I could get it charging, because it's supposed to have a little bit better output, but until I get it going, I can't really test it. Dang it, it was working.
Yeah, I just put it on the charger overnight, and then tomorrow, then go ahead and put it on solar. DMR is making noise. I gotta turn it off.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's not charging because my other two, it says a battery voltage and percentage, and that one says it was seen 21 minutes ago and no battery and voltage, so, bummer. I don't know why it wouldn't charge. It's literally got a solar panel hooked up to the board in the right spot, and it's got a battery hooked up to the board in the right spot. But I'm almost done with this cigarette. I'll go take it down and play with it and see.
All right, I'll let you go and play. And I'll be here for a little bit. KFABS.
All right, sounds good. W-H-H-T clear.
November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS, CNET.
Alrighty, I need OBOV monitoring.
KAGON, WBATQZ.
WBATQZ, good afternoon, Mike, KAGON. I have you light readable, but I think you'll probably be coming up as the afternoon session.
Roger, I've got you fair readable here. Standing by.
Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS, CNET.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo.
Evening, 21 hours, clear, 13 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 10 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 7 degrees.
KFA DPZ, Echo Link, monitoring. KFA DPZ testing.